For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. As we continue our final Beaver Fever Friday from Buffalo Wild Wings, time to focus on BSU cross country and track with senior Nicole Crummy out of Argyle, Minnesota. As a year-round athlete, cross country and then indoor track and then outdoor track, how do you ever find enough time to get schoolwork done?
Well, luckily for us, practices are only 1.5-2 hours a day, so there's plenty of time to get your other homework done, and it also helps you with your time management to make sure, you know, I have a meet this weekend, I need to get everything done.
What does it mean to you to be a college athlete?
It's a huge part of my life, and I've loved every second of it.
Everybody in high school goes out for sports because all their friends do too. What is it that drives you and motivates you in that competitive realm?
I'm just good at running, and I like being good at it.
As a cross-country athlete, you need to be good at distances in the heat early on and then distances in the cold once the season progresses. What is it like battling the elements, battling the weather, battling the course conditions too?
Sometimes I like it better when it's colder, and you can always throw on an extra sweater or, you know, headband, gloves. So, I don't know. The different temperatures don't really affect it too much, I guess.
How's the makeup of the team change from cross country, where there's a small number of you and you're always training somewhat the same way, as opposed to track, which you guys break down into your individual workouts? And it's, to me anyway, it doesn't seem like it would be quite the team atmosphere.
I think that what makes it a team atmosphere is just we're there at the track meet all day long, and there's always someone to cheer for at the different times. So I think that's what really pulls us together, not so much training, but just cheering each other on.
What does it mean to you to be a Bemidji State Beaver? The saying is, once a Beaver, always a Beaver. Is that accurate with you too?
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to coming back next year and running the Babe Run, and once a Beaver, always a Beaver.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I'm interviewing for a sales job right now, so we'll see where that goes.
What field, or don't you want to tell us?
Business, marketing, and management. So.
There is a competitive nature to that job as well. How has being an athlete trained you for that?
I think it just kind of shows you what you need to do to get on top, and I don't know, it just has really helped me.
One great thing about athletes here at BSU, there are 300 to 400 of you on any given year. You all pretty much pay attention and follow and support the other athletes. What's that mean to you that, you know, the football team and the golf team, the basketball team, they all kind of know what everybody else is doing?
Yeah, I think it's really created a community around here at BSU, and I like following BSU Beavers on Twitter and seeing how everyone else is doing, how the softball team just had that winning streak, and it's just really fun to watch.
Do you want to stick around Bemidji, or is your interview outside of town?
It's outside of town. They're going to place me, so I don't know where I'll be, but hopefully close.
Homecoming, are we going to see you around?
Probably.
For years and years to come, or how will you try to stay attached to BSU?
Definitely next year I'm planning on coming back, and I guess we'll have to see from there.
How close are you to your teammates? How close tabs are you going to keep with them?
Super close. All my best friends are on the track team, so hopefully I can stay close to them too.
You are an athlete of a sport that had a coaching change mid-career. They say the change is good. Has it motivated you? Has it focused your attention to the real world of maybe I'll get a new boss and have to adapt to how they deal with things too?
Yeah, I mean, change is hard, but it is good. And I guess just keep running. That's really all you can do.
Thanks for making Bemidji home. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.